Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. I belong to a lot of large communities. There must be a jillion recovering Catholics out there. There are over 100,000 players inhabiting the online chess world that I frequent. Viroqua has 4,500 and some very odd citizens. But this piece isn't about any of those august assemblies. Nope. I'm referring to the millions of daily players indulging ourselves in the pursuit of Wordle. It's a simple game that has taken the country by storm. Six guesses to come up with the daily five-letter word. Do you Wordle? We do. I rise early in the morning, make my pour over, check my mail, read five or six pieces from the Times front page, and click over to the games section, where Wordle is waiting. Now, I like Spelling Bee a lot, too, but I need Wordle. First word, crane, C-R-A-N-E. It's been my choice for months. It works as well or better than several other good opening choices. Obviously, if you win the game, correctly guessing the secret five-letter word on the first guess, it is pure random luck. There are 2,315 possible words in the Wordle vocabulary. Clearly not every five-letter word in the language, but it's a nice number with which to play a game. If one of these days my first word comes up, crane, hey, I'll take it, but I won't take any credit for it. And now, after your opening word, the game really begins. Based on how many correct letters there were in your first word, and whether they are in their proper place, you'll make a somewhat educated guess for your second word. To win on your second guess is rare. If you regularly win on your second guess, you're cheating. I don't know how you're cheating, but I know you're cheating. Okay, now we have two words on the grid, and we're starting to get excited. An answer in three is a real possibility. The tension is palpable. As I said, I rise early, so loud exclamations of victory or not victory, well, they don't happen. When Mary works the puzzle, it's later in the day. I can always tell how it's going by her enthusiastic outbursts. Mary has a colorful vocabulary. Did you know that? Well, she does. I have played the game hundreds and hundreds of times, and I find myself developing a hierarchy of expectations. In baseball, if you bat 300, you're an all-star. If you bowl a 300, it's perfection. Likewise, there should be a vocabulary for the appropriate psychological conditions relating to one's hopes and fears about Wordle. So let's take a proposed lexicon one by one in reverse order. There's an outcome which I hesitate to even mention in this essay. It is entirely possible that you don't guess the hidden word in the six allotted chances. I know it has happened to me more than once. It's rare, but it happens. And that, my friends, is Wordle-geddon. Yes, Wordle-geddon. Fear of an answer in six, one guess short of Wordle-geddon, is sextophobia. An answer in five guesses, while so much better than six, is still really disappointing. It damages my average. Oh, do you keep your average? Well, let's call my nervous reaction to fives pentaplexia. I like that. Now for four. Sweet, normal four. My own average hovers plus or minus around four. I think it's important to calculate your average to three decimal places. You know, 4.031 or 3.977. It's fun to do, and it makes every game seem that much more important. That's what averages are for. If you were in high school and got graded for Wordle, four would be a solid B. You would think that with Wordle-geddon, sextophobia, and pentaplexia lurking in the wings before every game, Wordle would be a drag. But it isn't. I love the game. I admit it. I can't help it. I'm Wordle-amorous.